Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he shook the hands of someone, he will shake the hands and he will never pull his hands back until that person takes his hand back first. Follow that? The next part of that hadith, he says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never sat with his feet facing anybody. See how powerful? Today, a lot of people do that. Eh? They go in gatherings, little Quran Kwani in their homes and their here and there. There is a whole line. And you know, we have been talking of humaza, lumaza, mannerism. But Allah will permit, we will continue in the next khutbah, inshallah, because I really can't complete this topic. I'll give you a little summary of it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did. And it has become a practice over the years, for the past 1500 years ago. It's considered bad manners to sit and put your feet towards the face of someone. Have you ever seen an imam sit and when he turns around, he puts his feet to the audience? You ever saw that? I don't care if he's Salafi, Halafi, Maliki, Shafi, or Nofi. Forget about them telling you, let me see the hadith. Never did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. When he led salah, he turned around, he sat on his knees, feet with respect to his audience. There are times he will fold his feet when he's tired, but he never hear that he sat down and faced his feet towards the audience. That was his akhlaq, sitting whether here or anywhere. And that's why no imam you'll ever see do that. Never. Because it has been trickled down in the adab and etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Tabi'een, the Tabi' Tabi'een, the teachers, the students, the imams. That it's uncomfortable, it's impractical, it's impossible for a man to feel to even do that. And if a person does that, it looks absurd. It doesn't fit in the mannerism of Islam. Because our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did that. So what I want to share with you and myself is that you don't do that with other people anywhere else. Because it's a sunnah of the Prophet not to do that. He was bigger than everybody else, if you want to put it like that, in his audience. He was the Rasul of Allah, the most pious. Okay? Allah gave him that darja. He could have faced his feet to anybody. Who gives us the authority because we're wealthy? Because I'm Arab, I'm Pakistani, I got money, I'm this, I'm that. I could push my foot in the face of someone when I sit in the masjid or in a public audience or in a gathering. You know what is even most disgusting? Some of these people put their feet out. It's not even something good looking to look at. Toenails need to be cut. They need some pedicure. They need more than pedicure. They need their hearts to be cured. Yeah. Is again, that's why I know today we have some students and people here, and I thought I'll share some of these adab. Because yeah, we're big with hadith and salah and namaz and hajj. What about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Time doesn't permit me for me to continue with the next ayah. We'll continue with the next ayah, in which Allah subhanahu, another khutbah inshallah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you a little summary before. And for those of you who came late, I'm sorry, you need to take the CD. You'll understand that I introduced the bi'idhnillah, the topic of adab and etiquettes in a mehfil and sitting in a gathering. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet to tell the hypocrites who sat in a gathering that they should make room for the other people. You know, when you go to functions, ask Brother Farooq and ask all the MCs. You're always like, brothers, could you make space for the other people? Come on. In Islam, a master of ceremony should not have to do that. Our Quran tells us to make space for the other people. You see how I'm telling you that it's our fault? Our Quran tells us. Sometimes you are told by the MC or by the Imam or the Sheikh, could you get up and make room for the other people? People are mad. People are angry. Go check Surah Mujadila, chapter 58, verse 11. Take the CD after. Study it and we'll talk about it in a few weeks from now, next week, inshallah. Allah commands, make space, make room for the other people. Because the munafiqs used to deprive other people. We were taught not to have that bad manners. Do you understand, my brothers and sisters? This is very important in Islam. Yes, of course, if you're in the government, parliament, and you are the Speaker of the House, you have your chair, you represent Florida and Texas and Washington and Connecticut, you have your seats. That's a whole different thing. If you have your seats and you have your place, somebody walks in, you're going to get up from your seat. And it doesn't work there. It doesn't mean that the imam is leading salah and somebody tight in the back, he leaves the spot and says, come brother, come use my space. Now that's being like an nincompoop. That's stupidity. There is a place and time for it. But when you're going to, do you know the mannerism of a home? When you go to the house of someone, and my students, we have a lot of students in Darul Uloom, and I basically want to remind myself and our students develop that those characteristics that some of the older people don't have. When you go into the home of someone, Islamic mannerism is that you do not sit until the host tells you to sit. Do you know that? You don't sit. And then you don't go sit in the best chair that you see in the house. Oh, this is so comfortable, boy. You have to wait until the host say, have a seat. Or if the host says, sit where, and if the host says, sit here, you don't say, no, I want to sit on your chair. He says, sit here, you sit there. Or if the host says, sit anywhere, well, you have sofa, you got chairs, you got the ground, you sit anywhere. That doesn't mean you'll go sit on the table now. If he says sit anywhere. There's mannerism. You go to a function and a program and they reserve chairs, or they got speakers, or they got guests, or they have this, that, or the lecturers. You don't go just go occupy the chairs. These are all mannerism. That's what happened. That's what they were doing to the Sahabas. They knew the Sahabas came to learn. The Munafiq tried to deprive them. You know other people have this duty, this position, this responsibility. This show business we have, we want to all deprive because of our arrogance, our pride, whoever we think we are. My brothers and sisters, this is very deep in the depth of mannerism. Time does not permit really today for me to continue. But we will continue a little bit. I really want to continue on this ayah number 11 of Surah Mujadila. We spoke a little bit of the secret talk from verses number 9 and 10. We'll continue in the next khutbah, inshallah. Why do we let these radical imams brainwash some of us? We come here, we sit, we sleep in khutbahs. We don't get the message. That's why we miss
it. All I need you to be grateful.
Are you telling me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect the prestige of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
All of us are only living for business. That's all our dream.
Let me see who shall save you now.